If you know anything about cars, like you're a mechanic, or just maybe you know more than me because I'm not that manly, 317-239-1009, because I think these are connected. I'm driving into work this morning, and I'm over in East Broad Ripple, so I'm heading down Keystone, about to turn onto, I think it's Fall Creek Drive, kind of by the fairgrounds, and I'm driving along my car, and all of a sudden, hit a freaking pothole, so, and I couldn't see. It went completely black. All my lights went out on my front end. Like, my lights of my car went out.
Do you think that has to do with the kind of car you drive and not necessarily the pothole?
No, nothing to do with the car, but literally, yes.
All the lights
were gone. Nothing. Couldn't see a damn thing.
Finally, like your inside lights, too?
No. I'm talking about, like, the outside exterior, like your low beams.
Okay.
Like, they were on running because it was foggy as hell this morning. And I'm like,
all of the lights.
They're gone. Nothing
oh
working.
Gosh.
So here I am driving either with my high beams on or my fog lights, which weren't working. And I pull over and I'm going there. I'm like, okay, what can I do? Maybe it's a loose connection. And I'm just trying to tap slightly on my lights, trying to get that to work, but still, nothing's working. I can't see anything. So I'm wondering, 317-239-1009. As far as I know, all my tires are inflated after that pothole. I still don't have a bent rim. That's working, but I don't have lights. And I think it might be like maybe a loose connection. I'm praying to the Lord above. I'm like, sweet baby Jesus, just please, please, please let my lights be out this morning because of that pothole, and maybe they can put it back in. Or did the bulb break maybe inside? Like, you know, like a broken bulb, your light would go out anyways.
Oh, maybe.
Because I'm wondering anybody, if they've even had that happen. Guys, not only is the pothole bad enough, but I'm like, it's dark. Like, it got dark out here all of a sudden. And I pulled over, and I couldn't believe I couldn't see a damn thing.
I have so many problems. I mean, I could go off on this
forever.
I have so many issues with how the city... I mean, I know that we're in the middle of another pothole blizz or whatever, but, like, it's way more than just covering a pothole. It's, like, complete repaving of roads is what needs to happen.
Yeah.
But what really pisses me off is that... Because I had my rims get bent, and then I had to replace them, and that was so expensive because of the stupid city, because of how they don't take care of the roads. So if you're not going to fix the roads so that you can drive on them, then at least give us some public transportation so when our cars are effed up and we can't drive them anymore, then we can take that. But they don't even have adequate public transportation in this city.
All right, listen up here. Who is this? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
This is Casey.
Casey, is it possible or totally unrelated that my lights went out because of a pothole?
It's highly possible. I mean, if you hit the pothole really
hard,
you know, it could have knocked something loose. Sometimes there's actually, like, ground straps for the electrical system on, like, the body going to your suspension.
Okay. None of us are mechanics. We have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, all I know is a Johnson rod, but okay.
Well, there's a wire.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got a leaky spark tube, Joe.
The wire is required for electrical stuff to work. And that goes from, like, their body to the suspension. And if you bottomed out the suspension really bad, it could have, like, torn the wire.
So do you think my car's totaled now?
That's one thing.
Is my car totaled?
No.
I think it's totaled. I'm going to have to call insurance. Hey, I totaled my car this morning on a pothole. Thank you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Brittany.
Brittany. Okay, you sound like you know a lot about cars. What's wrong?
I think that you might have blown a fuse.
Son of a...
Leaky spark tube.
Do you think it's a leaky spark tube?
Yeah, it might be one of those. It might be your cannuter valve also.
Oh, my cannuter?
You might want to get that checked.
Your cooter valve.
Cannuter valve.
You should always get that checked.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? Once a year, ladies, cooter valves need to be checked once a year.
I've asked my wife. She will not let me see her cooter valve. I've seen it like once or twice in my life. All right. Hey, thank you for the mechanic talk here on the Joe and Alex show.